Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itsinas.
I'm Kayla Itsinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Ooh, this podcast looks delicious. Could you grate some extra humour over the top? Welcome to the Off Menu Podcast. It's Ed Gamble here.
James Acaster here, laughing at Ed's intro. What a good intro.
I do them for you, really, James.
Yeah, well, absolutely. You never get anything off Benito. Look at him.
So we're here back again in the Dream Restaurant with another special guest. And what are we going to be asking the special guest, James?
We'll be asking them how their day has been. Also, we'll be asking them what their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish and drink are.
We will be doing all of those things. We always ask the guest how their day is, but we'll just cut that out at the beginning.
Yes, we often do that before the podcast starts.
I don't want anyone thinking that they sit down and we don't say anything until the recording starts.
We always ask them how their day's been, how they're doing.
Yeah, we have a general chat. Yeah. But we don't include that because it's not food themed. And our special guest this week, who we will be asking how their day is.
Who's your day? How's your day? Why's your day? Where's your day? Sarah Pascoe.
Sarah Pascoe, that's who the special guest is. Very exciting to have Sarah Pascoe here. A wonderful comedian, author, and famous vegs.
She is a famous vegs. Will she be vegs in the Reegs? Restaurant is what my...
Reegs is short for restaurant, is it?
Regal Restaurant.
Regal, the Reegs Res. I don't know if she'll be vegs in the restaurant, but there's one thing that if she says it in her famous dream meal, then she will be removed from the restaurant.
One ingredient that if she says it, she'll be out on her ass.
And what will that ingredient be today, James?
Salmon skin. Now, I know she's vegs, but sometimes vegs do stray from being vegs. And I think it'd be really fun to really punish her for that.
Yes, absolutely. So if she says salmon skin, and I'm not talking about crispy salmon skin. No. I'm talking about when you get maybe a salmon steak or salmon fillet and it's got the skin still on it and they've not made any effort to crisp it up and it's all globby.
It's a globby old skin on the bottom.
It tastes like skin.
Yeah, horrible.
You have to peel the meat off it. It's awful. You feel like something out of Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
It's just not, none of it's nice. And if that's still on her plate, she picks salmon, then already the vegans are going to be angry. But then if we're like, is there skin on that?
And look, she might pick salmon because I get a lot of people saying, why haven't you had a vegan on yet?
Sure.
And I have to point out, we've had Lou Sanders. It's not our fault she picked mussels.
Yeah, it's not our fault she picked mussels and then also every other food in the world.
Yeah, so Lou Sanders is vegan, she picked mussels. So salmon skin, possibly Sarah's going to say it. So let's listen to the off-menu of Sarah Pascoe. Sarah Pascoe, welcome to the Dream Restaurant.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome, Sarah Pascoe. Good to see you.
Now,
hi.
If you don't know,
yeah,
James is the waiter in the Dream Restaurant.
But he's on fire.
He's on fire because he is a genie.
Oh wow!
Can get you any food from any time, any place that you've ever anywhere in the world.
Am I the only customer in the restaurant?
You are the only, unless you want other people there.
Can I bring my puppy?
Yeah, you can bring your puppy.
Great.
Absolutely.
So it's me, Ed, my puppy, and a genie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
But I don't even have to be here. I can just be in and out.
No, I want
you
to be here as well.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm a genie. If you like, the puppy can talk. Up to you.
I'm really scared of what he'd say.
I think if most puppies could talk, they'd probably say you're a bit much.
Yeah. They'd be like, leave me alone. I'm trying to sleep.
It's nice, but I need some alone time.
Yeah.
You've got a very cute puppy. I've seen.
He's very cute.
Social media.
Yeah.
Pictures of this puppy, and he's pretty adorable.
And he'd be really great company at the restaurant.
Do you think?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, yeah.
What sort of things would he do that make him great restaurant company?
He'd really wag his tail every time a course came out. Really like, oh, what's this? What's this? And then I think that would really boost the chef's confidence.
Yes.
Even before the puppy tasted it, he was excited.
Because you want a smaller dish for your puppy, a serving for your puppy as well. So
I think so. I think because people, I know it's an empty restaurant, but people really kind of don't like dogs eating from the table.
Mm.
I've noticed.
But this is the Dream Restaurant. If you want your puppy sat on the table or on a little chair.
Yeah, all of us on the floor in baskets.
Do you want to be happy with
that? Sorry, I
didn't consider that. But yeah, do you want to be
you can, absolutely. You can have whatever.
It's a big basket and we're all on the floor.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's nice.
And when we ask you for your dream starter, main, side, dessert and drink, would you like your puppy to have the same or will you be choosing an
he'll
extra
like,
one?
He'll like some meat
yeah.
and I don't want any meat.
Because you're a vegan.
I'm a vegan, yeah.
So, but he's not a vegan.
He only really eats meat.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So he would just love just some chicken.
Okay.
Every course.
Every course, yeah.
Bit of chicken.
Have you tried to feed him any vegan things?
No, I haven't.
No.
No, I mean, you must get this sometimes. I have some angry vegans messaging me daily about it and how I should just feed him a vegan diet and it's very healthy for dogs or cats or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
Some people argue, but he likes meat.
Sure.
Yeah.
Dog.
Yeah, it's his choice.
Yeah, sure.
If he grows up and decides to be a vegan, I'll respect his wishes.
Comes up to you one day.
Yeah.
Is there like... Like vegan pet food, like specifically, comes out.
Yes,
is it really?
There are. Because also some dogs and cats have allergies to all kinds of things, like gluten and fish and all kinds of things like that. So there is vegan for health reasons and some for ethical reasons. Quite good about dogs, though, and actually this might be useful for your restaurant, is they can eat all of the bits of animals people don't want to eat. So in a way, they eat all of the offal and
they polish it off.
Bits of horses and stuff.
Yeah. So none of it goes to waste. Dog food.
Exactly.
The mane
exactly.
and that.
Yeah.
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 The hooves.
So there's you and you. When you say one big basket, are you all in the same basket?
Me, Ed, and the puppy are in the basket. Yeah. The genie's floating above.
Yeah.
Because he's at work.
Yeah. I'm at work. I don't want to.
Don't
be
lounge
in the basket,
around in the basket.
There's nothing worse than a waiter sitting with you.
It's so uncomfortable. Yeah. I don't really like them talking. Is that bad? Not you, but when they try and ask how you are.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
You'd prefer just a silent waiter walking over to you and then you say the order and they
like
nod.
I like what you get in, you know, like a ping pong where you just do it with the pencil on the menu and just hand it in.
That is good. I really like that. There's another place. Bao, have you been to Bao before?
No.
That does that system. Dai Tin Fong does that system as well.
It's great.
All in a list and you just tick next to what you want. And then
if you're talking to someone, the conversation isn't interrupted. It doesn't feel rude. You talk about what you want to eat, pass it over. What a wonderful system.
I feel much less shame ordering too much in that scenario as well. Because I'd put three in the box. I don't even care. Just hand it in.
Yeah, they can go away and judge you in a different room.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I don't think restaurants judge you on how much food you eat.
No, I look for them looking at me like I've ordered too much.
Oh, really?
Quite often, if it's like a small plates situation, I'll just keep ordering until I can see the waiter's face go like change or like his eyes widen. I'll be like, I'm going to stop there.
Oh, really? Yeah. Isn't that interesting? Because what I have is, because I'm newly wealthy, I love to order too much. It's like, might not eat it.
Oh, yeah.
I just want you to bring it to me now.
I don't like it when the waiter... basically doesn't talk to you the whole night.
Mm.
And then right at the end,
they
give you the card machine and you put your card in and then it's like going, actually been fun after this. Hey, you're looking like a pretty fun guy.
Yeah.
Got something fun planned? And then you, yeah. and then you're kind of like, having a nice, oh, that was nice to them. And then you look at the screen and it says, do you want to add a tip? And you're like, you motherfucker. Yeah. Like, you just...
Do you ever call them on it? Like, I know what you're doing.
I wish I was brave enough to be like, oh, funny how now you're my friend.
Yeah.
When this has come up
you're
on
you're coming
screen.
Clubbing with us. Here's £12 to spend when
yeah,
you get
yeah, 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 yeah. Right, so we always start with choice of two waters, still or sparkling.
So I can only have one?
You can only have one.
And it's for me and the puppy, because he won't like sparkling water, so I'm going to get still water.
Now,
but you, I if you allow want sparkling, you,
yeah.
What's that?
You can have sparkling. If you want sparkling,
and
we will give
puppy
them,
has
the puppy doesn't have to have exactly what
okay,
you
okay, great.
Have.
Honestly, I think sparkling then.
Yeah.
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 I think everyone would ask for, I mean, it's such a luxury.
Well, what a lovely sacrifice you were going to make for your puppy there.
Yeah.
What would happen to a puppy?
I hope he's listening.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think he appreciates that.
What would happen to a puppy if they drank sparkling water?
I imagine, as someone who has to pick up his feces,
yes.
Yes. There would be nothing noticeable, but I'd pay for it the next day.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
It would make it sparkling.
Tummy. Yeah, fizzy poo.
Turn the feces into fizzies.
Fizzies.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah.
Feces. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, you've made it sound much better.
Yeah, it sounds quite nice.
I enjoy picking it up now. Because of the wordplay.
But you've got sparkling.
Yeah.
Puppy's got still.
Yeah. Probably a little slice of lime in there.
In yours or the puppy's?
Mine.
Yours?
Yeah.
Not the puppy wouldn't like the lime, would it?
No.
Finds the lime.
Yeah.
If you put a slice of lime in a puppy's water dish,
mm-hmm.
do you think the puppy would immediately go for the lime? Because it's just... I want to find out what that
is. Novelty, absolutely. Mm. But then, and it's really sweet if he eats something that he doesn't, because he eats a lot off the floor, actually.
Uh-huh.
And so first thing is put it in your mouth. And the next thing is, do I like the taste of this? Mm. And actually watching him going, I don't think I do enjoy the sweet flavour. It's quite adorable.
Yes, it is quite cute, isn't it?
Yeah.
Citrus flavours especially, I think.
Very tangy, I think.
There's a lot of videos on YouTube of babies eating lemons for the first time, which is, I'd recommend that as a video stream, because the faces they make are absolutely hilarious. They can't it's like they've been tricked for the first time.
I like it when they're in tunnels and it goes dark and then light again.
Yeah.
That's the best time to watch a baby.
Is that another YouTube compilation?
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of
things. Yeah.
Also, it doesn't matter what the baby is, they will all react in the same way to be like, where's the sun? Oh my God, it's so bright.
Babies are quite thick, so it's quite funny to see them react to stuff.
Mm.
If I ever have a baby, I'm going to film it as we go into a tunnel and give it a lemon.
Yeah.
And then just see.
And then turn its cochlear ear transplant. Yeah. as the closer at the end,
yeah,
just as it comes out.
It's everything happened at once.
That's a guaranteed viral hit.
Yeah.
That's everything people
and
like.
And then I can just, then get rid of the baby, I guess, put it up for sale or something. I don't need it after that. That's
it's a famous baby if you're selling it.
Oh, yeah. So it's
going to make more money.
I've done all that stuff. So sparkling for you, still
yes,
for
please.
The puppy.
Yeah.
Do you want still water from a bottle for the puppy? Or just tap water?
Tap water.
Just tap water?
Yeah.
Oh,
but but that would also be if that was a human. That's not because I don't think puppies deserve bottled water.
Okay.
I think tap water is absolutely fine in a restaurant.
And do you see still bottled water as a scam, as a con?
No, not as a con. Not as a con. Just an unnecessary expense.
Yeah.
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 I'm always tap.
Yeah.
I'm tap to
like something about tap water in restaurants, they put ice in it. It's nice. It's much nicer. I wouldn't drink from the tap at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you not drink from the tap at home?
No. I've got a Brita filter. So you put the tap water in there and then comes out.
I've never used a Brita filter. I'm fine with the...
Are you?
Straight from the taps.
It depends so much on your pipes.
It really does.
It really does.
I say that a lot. That's sort
and
of
also
my catchphrase.
North and South London, it makes a big difference because of the soil.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you... North London.
Yeah.
See, I'm south.
Oh, delicious
but I'm
water.
North, so am I going to have to get
bring your Brita with you? Pack your Brita filter.
We're drinking out the tap for you.
Oh,
no, but I'd be really interested if you do notice a difference. Your kettle will get much more lime scaly.
Oh God, damn it! I knew I shouldn't have. Asked you.
But there's benefits to North London as well.
Sure. What are the benefits though? Because at the moment you're just
Hampstead Heath. You can go to the Heath.
I suppose I could swim in the ponds.
Swim in the
wasn't
ponds.
So
don't
much goddamn
drink the
lime
water.
Scale
don't drink
there.
The ponds. Yeah.
It's the very lime scaly ponds.
Yeah.
Poplums or bread? Poplums or bread, Sarah? Poplums or bread?
This is the bit I knew was going to happen.
You got scared. You recoiled.
Absolutely bread.
Absolutely bread. Yeah,
absolutely bread.
I've known you to turn up at gigs with loaves of bread. Once
I did. So, but it has happened. Yeah, you know,
it's very nice.
Again, as I say, I'm newly wealthy, and there's a loaf of bread that costs nearly £5. It's so nice.
Yeah.
And I was going to do a gig, and it was such a lovely lineup. You know, it's so like rare that you go, oh my God, I get to actually see my friends. And I think it was a charity gig, so we were like helping survivors of traumatic assaults and seeing my friends.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I'll get Tim and James a nice loaf of this. I spent £9 on two loaves of bread and then took it to my friends.
You bought them a loaf of bread?
Yeah.
But that's so nice.
And it didn't look like that much. It just looks like a sliced loaf of bread. And I said, it's really great. And then your flatmate said the next day, didn't they, what nice bread it was. And they didn't even know that I'd bought it specially.
I texted you immediately because they got up and helped themselves some bread and were like, where did you get this? This is amazing. And I was like, right, I'm letting Sarah know. Instantly a hit in the flat.
Bit rude that they help themselves to the bread.
Well, that's just a thing in our flat. Because
I'm
always
bread.
Like, yeah. Also, I think I'm normally with loads of bread. I'm like, I'm not going to eat that all before it all goes mouldy. So I've always had the blanket rule. It help yourself to whatever bread.
Yeah. What a great flatmate James must be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm living on my own now though.
Oh.
So I have to say that stuff to myself.
Keeping all the bread to yourself.
Now I am just like eating bread like a madman.
Still and, communal bread.
Freezing some of it sometimes. End of the loaf.
Sure. Actually, do you know what? I don't think. It's like sometimes Ben gets annoyed at me for saying like boring stories or boring little language. And
called him Ben as well.
Benito, apologies. And what I'm about to say is probably really going to tick him off. But since I've lived on my own, I don't have a loaf of bread.
What's boring about that? That's a bombshell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're pretty interesting.
How long have you lived? How long since you bought a loaf of bread?
A year.
1 year.
And you're Papadoms every day.
Yeah. It's all I can eat now. Choice. Yeah. I haven't bought a loaf of bread in a year.
Wow.
I mean, I've eaten bread.
Yeah, you've had bread.
Yeah, but I haven't bought it. Had it. Yeah.
But you just eat it on the way home, right?
Yeah, sure. Eat it all on the way home.
You're like a duck where people like just throw it to you.
Yeah. Just gobble it down.
Is this special £5 loaf of bread? Is this the bread you'd like with your dream
I'd
meal?
I'd actually really love to have that, yeah.
Mm. And where is this bread from?
Okay, you can get it at Whole Foods, but it's from a chain called Paul's.
Okay.
And it's a sourdough, but it tastes like white bread and it's sliced.
Amazing.
So it's sourdough farmhouse. Look, guys, I know if you're listening to this at home going, £4.50 for a loaf of bread, that's ridiculous. Just club together with your friends, make a few cheese sandwiches, and then you'll go, oh my God, it's amazing. And because it's sourdough, it's low GI, which means that if you have problems with your sugar levels, like you're type 2 diabetic or something, it's a good bread.
Yes. It was delicious. I think that week I kept on trying it with different stuff because I was like, I want to get the most out of this exciting bread.
Yeah, it's exciting bread.
So I had a load of different spreads on it, sandwiches, some of it on its own, toasted it.
And in your experimentation, what was the best thing to go on the bread?
I think it's often the way with stuff that's just like naturally just quite delicious anyway. I just liked it toasted with some butter on it.
I think that is the best way to have bread, actually.
Mm-hmm. If the bread's good, you don't need to add anything to it.
If the bread's good and you like the butter, there's a really good vegan butter.
I'm not vegan anymore, Sarah. I'm going to let you know that.
I kept looking at you then.
Yeah.
Drop that bombshell on you.
You also looked at me when you said type 2 diabetic.
I didn't want to look at Ed.
Yeah,
so
sure.
Type 1, it's so different.
Yes.
But you don't have to be vegan to enjoy really tasty things.
True, but I just wanted to let you know early doors.
In case I kept saying.
In case you kept referencing me, but I just let you know that's not the case anymore.
You can eat some of the dog's chicken. It's absolutely fine. You could just sprinkle it on your meal. Yeah.
Perfect.
It's a really good one anyway.
So you would like, and is that how you would like it, just with butter?
Toasted with butter. Yeah, with this vegan block, it's called, it's solid, and it tastes just like the
vegan
like,
block.
Yeah.
Great.
Vegan
and,
block.
Yeah, bread and butter.
So your starter, we come to the starter now, the first of the biggins.
Okay. Right. I really like Wagamama. Do you like Wagamama?
Yes.
Yeah. You know what? I'll give an honest answer. I loved it at first. I went off of it. But then the last meal I had at Wagamama, because my parents wanted to go in Leamington Spa.
Oh, yeah.
They gigged there. They came along. And they won me back.
What did you
order? They won me around again. So they've got some new dishes on there now.
Yeah.
And like, had some nice beefy stuff. They've got some good new dishes. So
I mean, in terms of like restaurants that are in every kind of town centre, I think they're a really good chain restaurant.
Yeah,
I think they were like one of the first chains to really up their vegan game as well.
them and Pret a Manger, basically big companies who could afford to,
yeah,
because I think they knew that it would also pay off. And mm-hmm. if things taste really good, it doesn't matter to people
yeah,
who
exactly, yeah.
mm-hmm. aren't plant-based. But Wagamama have a Yasai Tame, and the soup of it is just the nicest balance of like coconutty, creamy sauce, but also a little bit of chili, a little bit of lime, pak choy. And I don't ever eat the noodles. I just want the soup bit for my starter.
Right.
So that's why I think about this restaurant is the genie can go like, no noodles, oh, don't make it yeah. a full meal. Sure. Just have the delicious juice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you want just the juice soup.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
juice of the soup.
Yeah.
This is great because this is someone using the dream restaurant concept to its fullest.
Yeah.
And separating out something.
Yeah.
Get those noodles out.
Yeah.
And just the juice of the soup.
Yeah. You don't want to replace the noodles with anything? You don't want to like go to another chain and pick something out of there and put it in the soup?
No.
No.
Because I'm going to have it separate because it's three courses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So you've got three courses.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean,
can you remember the first time you went to Wagamama?
I think it was pretty late on, you know. I don't think I was hitting up Wagamama early doors.
I remember it felt so newfangled.
Yes.
The kind of place where someone else... I went there with someone else's parents, and his parents didn't want to sit near other people. And it was what is this? What are these long benches?
It's a shock. It's a real shock.
Yeah, and then it was too spicy for them, and we had to leave.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You had to leave Wagamama?
Yeah, I think that was... It was a bit like Leamington Spa. We were in... was in Kent. What begins with a T?
Tunbridge Wells.
No. Tunbridge Wells Wagamama.
It is a bit like Leamington Spa.
Yeah.
I did a gig in Tunbridge Wells once supporting Jenny Eclair, and it is the hardest death I have ever had in my life.
It's a place to die, Tunbridge Wells.
It was like a pure silence. Yeah. 20 minutes of pure silence, and I couldn't see any of them.
Yeah.
So when I came off, I was like, is there anyone there?
Because yeah, that would be genuine... such a funny prank if they made it to an empty room.
Now, this is very interesting, the story from Ed, because we had Jay Rayner on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And as his dessert, he chose an eclair.
Yeah.
And Ed said he doesn't like eclairs. And now I think we've got to the root of it.
As
a psychologist, well, yeah, you like Jenny, but you had a bad experience.
Yeah,
and Jenny
you've associated
was
the two things.
So you're thinking about eclairs on stage the whole time, and now you can't eat eclairs anymore.
Yeah, of course you can't.
I also supported her at Bath Comedia. And they didn't.
That's why
like
you never have a bath. That's why it's such a dirty boy. He doesn't like eclairs.
I stink and I don't
eat the dog bed.
It was very warm and there were some flies in the venue and it was going so badly that a fly landed on the microphone and you could hear the fly. and then I went, oh, imagine if you could hear what the fly was thinking through the microphone. And then I went, it's not going very well.
That's funny.
Yeah, they didn't enjoy that
really
either.
Funny.
Absolutely 100% Sarah's humour.
Yeah.
Your favourite thing to do is to imagine what animals are saying or thinking.
I should be the only person in both of your gigs. Just like loving it.
I've never seen you, Sarah Pascoe, look at an animal and not immediately either say what it's thinking, do an impression of it talking, or talk to it like it's a person going, what are you doing here? What's going on? I mean, laugh at like as if he's an old friend.
I was thinking that on the way here. And the odd thing about having the dog living with me now is actually I'm doing it a lot less. Especially because he chases the birds.
Right,
He chases, he's very sweet in the garden. Anything that flies upwards, he thinks he can fly too. He doesn't know yet. So butterflies and bees. He's always trying to launch himself up with them to follow them. I know, it's so lovely.
So you don't talk to, I imagine when you first saw him, you were talking a lot to him.
Oh, no, he and I talk. I mean, but not to animals.
All the other animals have been chased away, so you can't.
When you say he and I talk.
Yeah, I mean, I talk to him.
Right, yeah.
My puppy trainer says that we've got bad codependency issues because I had to get a puppy trainer because whenever I had a bath, because I've never had a bad gig there, he just sits there and he just looks at me and he just barks at me, really. Like,
oh, wow.
It's the only time he's just barking. So I've got a puppy trainer to deal with behavioural stuff. And she said, oh, is that the only time you're not playing with him? And I was like, yeah. And then so I've got to ignore him sometimes.
Oh, wow.
To get him used to the whole shoulder really hard.
And how's that going?
I'm lying to the puppy trainer. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, blanked him all day.
Baths are easy now. Yeah. Don't worry about that.
I just get him in with me. Yeah.
So, your main course, Sarah Pascoe.
Yeah.
Here we go. So that's a lovely soup, Wagamama soup to start.
Yeah.
What's going to come after?
Now I'm going for another chain restaurant. This is that thing, actually. Yeah. I think it's about being a comic. is because we do gig all over the place. Mm-hmm. If you love something from somewhere, especially as a vegan, have this gratitude. So Leon have a love burger, and it's vegan, it has vegan cheese, mm-hmm. and it has vegan mayonnaise in it. So it's got all the stuff of a normal burger, rather right. than like you're missing something. Mm-hmm. And they're so nice. The first time I had one, I cried halfway through because it was going to finish. Oh. And I was just so happy that it existed, and it existed somewhere where I can get one everywhere now. And now I have a rule, I do not pass a Leon without getting one.
That's wow. difficult in Central London.
It's yeah. eating a lot of burgers. But that's how you show corporate gratitude.
Yeah. So you always have to go in and get a love burger.
Yeah.
What is it about the... So I've never had a love burger.
Okay, so, and also I haven't had a non-vegan burger for a long time.
Yes.
So
mm-hmm.
you do forget what things taste like. But the really great thing about, especially if you want like fast food, it's the condiments, it's the gherkins, uh-huh. the cheese, the mayonnaise, the lettuce. It's the whole thing rather than just the patty. I think love burger is a combination between a very, very meaty tasting patty.
Right, yeah.
And everything else just being like a Big Mac. Kind of like, it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I find that with a lot of the best vegan food I've had, mm. it's like the sauce is better than any sauce I've yes. had on any meat dish.
Yeah.
It's like really...
There's a fried chicken place in Hackney called Temple of Satan, and again, I haven't had normal fried chicken, so I'm only... Unless people are very patronising to vegans, where they sit there going, yeah, it's so tasty. But the way that they've flavoured the batter, it's just yeah. they put the effort in.
Yeah, yeah, which is like, I think so many places, like that's the... It's a bit of a cheat code now. Go and get the vegan option, the veggie option, because like the flavours are...
Byron have just started doing the Impossible Burger.
Oh, yeah.
And I had one the other night. Absolutely phenomenal. You can really recreate just the taste of, like, because it's properly charred and yes. it really tastes like a British barbecue burger. Really, really
yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, so Tesco are selling those burgers. You can buy two for yourself, and it is, if you grill them right, they're yeah. amazing.
I'd like to bring out an Impossible Burger, but make it impossible to eat. Imagine that. Imagine if it was all made of plastic and it was like, what I meant by impossible bad luck.
Yeah, or a really hard crossword you have to do to yeah. get it unlocked, the packet.
Yeah,
and there's lasers. So you just watch it rot inside yeah. and you can't do the crossword.
It's crisscross lasers moving around it and stuff like that. You've got to get through the lasers.
Yeah, or just the person at the till has a riddle.
Yeah.
So you can't even pay for it. If you're quite really good.
Quite a high price point on those with all the lasers and stuff. So
but
impossible financially.
But, yes, but because everything's self-service now, you do level. Need something to do for the staff to do, or they're going to lose their jobs. Yeah, so yeah, I think yeah, riddles yeah. is perfect.
Riddles is a good one, isn't it?
Yeah. yeah.
Ah, I see you are buying the Impossible Burger.
yeah. yeah. They've all got to grow like long moustaches that they can twiddle as well
yeah.
when they do the riddles for you, because otherwise I don't buy it.
Yeah. And what are those really sticks with the bendy bits at the top? Crooks?
Crooks.
They're yes. like crooks, and they've like banged them on the floor.
yeah.
yeah. Wrong again! Banging the crook.
You've got to go back to the end of the conveyor belt and yes. queue up and go, oh,
and
no.
everyone's behind you is like, oh, it's so easy. And then they get yeah. there, and then actually the stress of it, the pressure, when yeah. you're actually at the front of yeah. the till, you can't go, and they change the riddle.
It'd be great, because then this old riddler at one point, if you do get the riddle right, yes, you may buy the Impossible Burger. And then they have to go, do you have any Nectar points?
yeah.
Do you have a Nectar card?
yeah.
And like, just do all yes. the rest of the normal
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
yeah. The bags are 5p.
It's a £30 limit on contactless.
yeah, which is such a silly rule.
It is a silly rule.
Yes.
Apple what? Pay is up to £100.
No, but not in Tesco.
Not in Tesco.
That's the stupid rule.
Yeah. Why is it? Why do they have that rule?
They think they're special. they're just trying to stand out in the supermarket game.
Yes.
It's annoying.
Is it just because in these days, if someone nicks it, they don't want them going on an absolute spree?
Yeah.
You can't nick it because it's a fingerprint over 30. So with Apple Pay, it's your yeah. fingerprint no matter how much you're paying.
Oh, is it?
Which is why it can go up to 100.
So I haven't done that.
You've not done it?
No. Oh, I don't.
How are you paying for things?
To the government.
That's what I went
to. If the government want your fingerprints, they'll get them.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I think I gave them... I was a kid.
It's fingerprint to get into Universal Studios as well in Florida. They take your fingerprint and then you can get in different things like that.
Yeah.
And I was there with a friend who's quite sort of bit of a hippie and quite sort of wary of the government. She was going, I'm not taking my fingerprint, they're going to give it to the government. But she said all that while she was, you know, putting her fingerprint in and then getting on a ride.
Yeah.
Completely like, having the best time of her life.
The government!
yeah.
What's in the actual patty? Do you know what the patty is made of?
I think most vegan food is... They call it something like texturized soya, which is amazing. How many things they can make from that little bean. But often it's just gluten.
Yeah.
Like the fried chicken and stuff, it's just very, very strong because gluten is so gluey that actually if you get enough of it together, it's quite chewy
and meaty.
You can flavour it, yeah.
It almost turned into a little poem there.
Yeah.
Did I? Yeah, all the gluten together is quite gluey, and when you put it all together, it can be quite chewy.
Chewy. And then, then that's the third line is the riddle.
Yeah.
And if you want one, what will you do?
Oh, love, what were you doing?
What were you doing?
What were you doing? Very good riddle.
Yeah, it's a good riddle.
So, I mean, that's a very nice... I maybe have never seen you eat a burger.
Do you want to mime it for you now?
I just don't think of you as a burger person.
Well, because there's never been a good one before.
Yeah, yeah. I once had I was at a Port Elliot Literary Festival.
Yeah.
Years and years ago,
yeah,
with Joel Dommett and George Rygold,
Toby,
and we thought we were buying regular burgers, but we weren't.
Literary burgers.
It was a porter bun and mushroom with some halloumi.
No, but this is an outrage when they call it a burger.
I can feel him.
I once bought a cauliflower steak,
yes,
and I was imagining they've made a steak out of, and it's not. It's a slice of fucking cauliflower on the plate for £12.
Yeah.
It's an outrage.
It's the same as a steak.
Yeah.
It's just it's
don't use the word steak willy nilly.
They really don't. Did they ask you if you wanted it medium rare?
They didn't.
No.
It was Deliveroo. So I had no one to even complain about.
You got a slice of cauliflower from Deliveroo.
Yeah. How quickly did that Deliveroo driver run away after handing you the box?
He knew what he was up to.
And then he looked at you and went, sucker!
Was that the end of your story, by the way? Because I was...
Yeah.
Well, there wasn't really much else to it. I mean, for the rest of the day, because it was Joel Dobbitt, Joel kept on going, he kept on putting a silly voice and singing, I thought it was a burger, but it was a mushroom. And it really made me laugh all day, so we kept on doing it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't look at Sarah while I sang that because I felt really silly.
Oh, I think it's a really lovely story.
What sauce is in the Love Burger?
Sauces in the Love Burger. I believe there's two.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have a burger sauce, which is, you know, like a burger sauce, like the pinky one.
Yeah.
And then I think there's ketchup as well. But if not, it's mayonnaise and ketchup.
Sauce?
Burger sauce is a mixture of ketchup and mayonnaise.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, no, or is that island dressing?
No,
and that's
salad
cream. Yeah,
no,
burger sauce is a mixture.
Mary Rose was that.
That's the one that's salad cream and ketchup.
Okay.
Yeah, which is mind blowing.
Yeah, yeah,
isn't
very
it?
Nice.
Who thought that up?
And Tabasco, right? You put some Tabasco
in
that.
Into Mary Rose.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Wouldn't
you do?
Maybe in like fancy places.
It's
I've never had it like that before. That's quite nice.
Let's get that thrown back in my face. Maybe one of your fancy places. Ed.
Maybe at Hogwarts.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Today's episode of Off Menu is sponsored by Aura. James, are you ready to win Mother's Day?
I am, Ed. I want to cement my reputation as the best gift giver in the family. I'm going to give my mom an Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
May I say, James, I absolutely love the class and elegance with which you use the word mom, because this is for US listeners.
All of your moms deserve a good Aura digital picture frame preloaded with decades of family photos.
Yeah, I think your mum's going to love looking back on your childhood memories, seeing what you're up to today, seeing what you were up to back in the day, and even better, with unlimited storage and an easy-to-use app, you can keep updating mom's frame with new photos, so it's the gift that keeps on giving, James.
Ed, answer me this. Who is the best gift giver in your life?
I'd probably say my wife is a very good gift giver. Not that my mom is not a fantastic gift giver, but yes. My wife's very good at little surprise things. She says, I've only got you a few things, and then there'll be little surprises, things that we've seen throughout the rest of the year. I'll say to my wife, I like that, and then I forget about it, and then on the day, there's some lovely little gifts there for me that remind us of the year that we've just spent together.
Oh, if you like being reminded of stuff, may I suggest photographs?
That's a very good point, James. I think we should get ourselves an Aura digital picture frame and put some of our wedding photos on them.
Right now, Ed, Aura has a great deal for Mom's Day, Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AURAframes.com. Use code OFFMENU at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Your side dish to go with this love burger.
See, I wouldn't normally order a side dish. I mean, it feels extravagant, doesn't it?
I don't think it has to feel extravagant.
You don't think it has to feel extravagant? I'm just trying to think of the kind of things that people have on the side of things.
Oh, this is great. Normally we have people have like a side dish that's like the best side they've had, but you are trying to imagine what it's like. You're new to the world of sides.
I think I am new to the world of sides.
Replicate what other people do.
I've seen it happen. Obviously, people get chips, they get fries, but you only ever want three or four. You don't want a whole plate of them.
That's not a.
That
is not a universal observation.
Okay. Yeah, you really tried to sell that as a universal.
Most people like loads and loads of chips.
Do they?
And I think you only like three or four. Yes.
Do you know what? I think ordering chips is my version of your thing of that's where someone would judge. Because obviously what I was eating at school or whatever, when I felt very weight conscious, something about eating chips, there was this awful song called You Fat Bastard.
Yeah.
And people would sing it.
Was that the Who Ate All the Pies one?
That's how it ends, yeah.
In your school you knew it as the You Fat Bastard song.
Yeah, You Fat Bastard song. It's one of the earliest riddles I learned.
It's very quickly solved, that mystery, isn't it?
Yeah, because it's you. If you're not singing it...
If they're asking you.
It's you, they mean.
Yeah.
So I think ordering chips that's the thing of going like, I'm absolutely fine in myself and I could eat all of these. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you eat chips or fries from somebody else's plate, you're saying, oh, I'll perhaps taste a bit of potato, but I'm one of those people that couldn't possibly.
Yeah.
Would never.
I'll have a couple of your chips, is a phrase that I hear a lot.
Is there, if stand-up comedy is to be believed, there's like a gender thing on this where women don't order things.
But they have...
And then their partner...
All of mine.
Yeah, all of yours. Is that a thing in your experience?
No, sometimes, but I also do that as well.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
I didn't think it was gendered.
No, I don't... I mean, that's the stereotypical way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah. I heard a guy at the comedy store, and he said, isn't it weird how women always have sandwiches in their bags? Everyone went mental, clapping, so their hands would fall off, like someone's finally said it. Women always have sandwiches.
Victoria Coren Mitchell would have applauded that.
Yeah, we've interviewed her on this podcast. She always takes a sandwich in her bag to dinner parties in case she doesn't like the food, so she can eat
a
sandwich in the toilet.
That's so Victoria Coren Mitchell. You know what it's like with a book? So I'd met her at a party and gotten really well. She used to do stand-up comedy when she was a teenager. So we had this brilliant conversation and then we stayed in contact. And then I said, can I send you an advance of my book? And she went, I'm so sorry, I just won't read it.
Yes.
She said, I just read a book. It was really good. It's by Reverend Richard Coles. And I probably won't read another one for a year.
I don't
want to disappoint you. If you wanted me to read it, I won't.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I won't send it.
It's very here, right?
Yeah. So I could absolutely imagine her just blatantly in front of someone who's spent all day cooking, being like, just unwrap this.
Oh no, she goes to the toilet to eat the sandwich.
She hides in the toilet and eats the sandwich.
Wow. Coming back from the toilet, I'm full now. What have you been doing?
All those crumbs.
Yeah.
But so you're still
So,
some other examples of sides.
mashed potato with gravy.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'm laughing at you
remembering
a dish as it's happening in real time.
Yeah.
Remembering a dish exists.
Mashed potato is brilliant.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's a better way to eat chips.
Is that something you'd? It's not a way of eating chips.
A way of eating chips. No, just defend it to him. Explain it to him.
Okay.
All right.
So chips are cooked potatoes.
I know all this.
Yeah.
I was just saying I would probably put it as it's a better way of eating potatoes.
Potatoes. Okay. That's because so some people are essentialist and they see chips as always potatoes, yeah. No matter how they're served.
Yeah.
I see the potato as a place of potential, where many things could happen. But yeah. The main one we all know is chips.
Yeah.
We know it's chips.
We know
and
it's
so
chips.
Mashed potato is a form of chips where before they chipped it,
yeah.
Before they fried it, they mashed it.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Boiled it in water.
I'll take it.
Mm. What would it be like if you got actual chips and fries and then mashed them up?
It would be like mashed potato with crunchy bits. No, I reckon you could still do it.
Crispy mash.
Because a lot of chips are very fluffy inside.
Yeah, I quite enjoy that.
Mm. Thick chips, if it was a thick chip, I reckon you could mash it.
Absolutely.
French fries would be a nightmare.
Yeah. Oh,
disgusting.
Yeah.
You'd be like, what have you done to this mash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
But yeah, totally the
do you do mashed potatoes at home?
Mm. Do you know what I really like to cook is roast dinners. Not on Sundays, like every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Every day?
Yeah. If I could... I should have made all of this a roast dinner. I'm an idiot. So I got too excited about crossing my corporate sponsors. Roast dinner.
Firstly, you say every day. What's the most amount of days in a row that you've had a roast dinner?
Oh, I'm very busy, so like one. Yeah. I'm not ever home all the time, which I think is why I associate...
The loosest definition of every day I've heard.
Every day I could do it.
Yes, okay.
I had time.
Yeah.
Oh, a roast dinner. Because you've got time, you can have a glass of red wine while you're cooking, chopping everything up.
Yeah.
It's just delightful.
That's one of the joys. Sometimes when I'm cooking, I'm like, I'm pretty much just cooking a meal to justify my alcoholism at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just have a lovely old glass
of
wine
lovely.
While I'm cooking. Chef's treat, little treat for the chef.
That's lovely, isn't it? But halfway through cooking, you go, I'm really enjoying this. Yeah. I'm having a really great night.
I'm so buzzy tonight.
Yeah, turn the radio up.
What are you actually roasting? What's the main...
There's all kinds of things, but I would say like tofurkey. Do you know these ones?
I bet. What did you call me? Pardon me. What's a tofurkey?
It's a tofurkey. It's like it's white, and then in the middle stuffing.
Yeah.
And I guess it would taste like turkey or chicken, consistency wise. If you've got loads and loads of really good vegetables and mashes and taste of things, you've got some. Oh, you got some mint sauce. You got some cranberry juice. You got jelly. He's a stickler for the rules, isn't he?
Sorry,
no cranberry juice.
You're sloshing a whole bottle of cranberry juice over your lovely roast dinner.
So if you've got really good gravies and everything, it tastes very nice. And then roast potatoes with you want lemon, rosemary, olive oil, and loads of them,
then
mashed potato as well.
A mashed potato as well.
Yes.
Doubling up on the potatoes.
Double up potatoes. Yeah. Should I have a whole roast dinner on the side? Shall I? Because you said I can have anything I want.
That's true.
And I think I'd be sad
on the
now.
The side of your burger.
Yeah.
You're looking at a whole roast dinner that you've made.
Yeah. So we've
tofurkey
got pickled,
roast dinner.
So we've got tofurkey, kale, red cabbage cooked with beetroot.
Yes.
Mashed potato, roast potatoes, carrots and parsnips we've done with like honey and black pepper.
Uh-huh.
That's not vegan.
Yeah.
I'm one of the bad boys.
You're one of the bad boys. The honey bad boys.
Yeah, we're called vegans. That's true. That's not... That's
well, it works so
someone
perfectly.
Who hated me told me that.
Actually,
you're a vegan. And then the other thing is they go, you're not a vegan, you're plant-based because of my morality.
Right.
Like feeding chicken to my dog.
Oh, okay. So you're... Okay.
Mm. But anyway, I'm really excited about this roast dinner on the side.
Yes.
And I think it's really good for the roast dinner's ego to be like on the side, to like, because he's so used to being the
bringing
main
him
man.
Back down to earth.
Yeah,
keep
it
grounded.
Yeah, and the Leon, the Love Burger, he's had a real boost.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell you what, I initially wasn't happy about this vegan roast dinner on the side, and I thought we were going to have to say no, that you had to pick one element of it. But when you personified the roast dinner. As an arrogant guy who's been put back down to earth by being reduced to a scythe, I'm more on board now.
I think they are arrogant. I think they're all like, oh, the family don't even use their phones when we're around. They have to talk to each other. Oh, we're Christmas.
Yeah. When you eat me on the day that Christ was born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm basically Jesus in food form.
Very odd. So, like, the only person who's come on and personified all the food she's about to eat is a vegan. As well, to be like, I want them to have personalities and all be people and I'm going to eat them.
That's how I make it spicy for myself.
You have to have that, because that's the main thing you're missing from your diet is that thing that you're dominating something and
Everyone, when they're eating, is teaching someone a lesson. Yeah, yeah. And it's easy if you eat meat, you're like, sausages, pigs, whereas it's very hard for vegans.
Yeah, so now you get to this pretend like, this love burger is a lovely family and goes to church every Sunday.
You thought daddy was coming home, didn't you?
Arranging your roast dinner into a face and then just stabbing it.
Mm. Yeah, get
that's why actually alphabetti spaghetti and those little happy faces is such a nice breakfast.
You can spell help with the alphabet spaghetti. Help us, please. Here she comes.
Answer the riddle.
So your side dish is an entire roast dinner.
Yeah. Yep. I definitely won this.
Yeah, I mean, basically, the last person that did this was Lou Sanders, who basically did this. So another, this has become
What does she have on the side? Resina?
She chose Global Tapas as her menu.
Yeah, that's something she made up.
And just had about a million different dishes as her main.
Yeah. I believe one of them was a Yorkshire pudding with mashed potato inside it.
Yeah, so she basically did the roast dinner.
As one of her she really demoted roast dinner to a tapas plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Roast
around the world. Wow.
She roasted the roast.
Yeah, so this is I'm not saying it's a vegan trait, but so far...
Okay.
It's become a vegan thing to go, I tell you what, I'm going to have absolutely everything and I'm going to have a roast dinner as well.
Yeah.
But, I mean, what Lou... I've eaten in many restaurants with Lou and she always will change the menu.
Would you feel, if you went into Wakamama and said, take those noodles out?
Never have.
But if you did,
oh,
how would that make you feel?
Oh, God.
Imagine doing it.
Do you want, me to play the Wakamama?
Do you want to...
Yeah.
The Wakamama?
Yes. Oh. The lady who runs Wagamama. Mm.
Yeah, the actual. Yep.
Yeah.
The mama.
The mama from
the big mama.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Wagamama.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's one of my favourite chain restaurants.
Okay. Hello, sir.
Who's this? Do you want to serve this guy first?
Yes. I'm sorry, madam. I've been interrupted by this animal.
I love burger, please.
I beg your pardon.
I want a love burger.
You're in the wrong restaurant, sir. That's all fuck off. Sorry about that, madam.
He was just putting you in your place as a restaurant.
Right.
So he didn't get too arrogant. Well done.
So I just thought I'd throw another character in there to really test it. As a way to myself, I know that there's a lot.
And also, by the way, I'm leaving because that was terrible customer service. Yes.
Well, thank you very much for coming. Goodbye.
You just got yourself
fired. Even though you're the Wagamama. That was bad.
Yeah.
That was bad of you.
I'm surprised even the bank lent you the money to start a restaurant when you're clearly inept. In the words of my friend, fuck off.
I'm just trying to test you. Anyway, sorry, let's try it again.
No, I've gone to Pret.
You're going to Pret now?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, I'm the Pret manager. Welcome to our establishment.
Oh. Could I have a sandwich about noodles?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. And that's how you sell your food. Wagamama.
Well, Wagamama's problem is the first time I went to Wagamama and that whole the food comes out when it's ready thing.
Yeah.
Every other restaurant manages to get food out when you've ordered it and in the right order.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
Do you know what I mean?
No. It's so much better that they bring it when it's cooked than sitting it on a little next to a light, just they can pretend they cooked it all synchronously.
What I'm saying is... Yeah. Is you organise the kitchen so it comes out when it's ready, but in a certain order.
No.
So the little things, you have starters and they organise it and they all shout like they do in kitchens and things come out and they go straight there and then they do it all then they fire the mains.
No, I like the way they do it. Fair I like enough. The chaos. I like the randomness. I like it occasionally when one person, everyone's finished and one person hasn't got theirs yet.
Yeah.
And you go, but the show's starting at 7:30. We'll have to go, Alan.
I think my issue with it is I'm always the person who gets theirs last and I'm the hangriest. Yeah.
The worst is when I can see my dish. I'm at the table and I can see it under the hot light.
But that happens in regular restaurants. I think that's it's so stupid. Being a diabetic, you should always get to eat other people's food.
Do you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I should. Even people I don't know.
Yeah. So my sister Christina's type 1 diabetic, and my mum deals with that with always having cake in her bag. It's like Victoria Coren,
and sandwiches.
Except, but she doesn't go to the bathroom. She'll just do it at a really nice restaurant. Yeah. She'll just get it out and go, she's diabetic. She's diabetic. Actually, everybody, if you ever want to have dinner with my mum,
she's always got cake in her bag.
She'll take care of you. Yeah. Yeah.
I've got a new comedy bit about how women have always got cake in their bags.
Yeah. Finally.
Thank you, guys.
Someone.
Right? Had to be said.
Do you know Sarah's sister?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
We don't all know each other.
Odd.
My sister is a kind of self-hating diabetic. When she was a child, she wouldn't go to any of like the support groups and stuff about diabetes.
Oh, really?
She didn't like the other diabetic children.
Oh, that's...
She includes Ed.
Yeah, but she includes Ed.
I was an awful child.
Ed didn't have diabetes until he was 13. He fell in the Thames.
Yeah, she was 12, yeah. So, it always comes on with adolescence because the hormones.
How did she fall in the Thames?
Ed pushed her.
Oh, Ed.
I took her in with me. I was like, no way I want to be the only type 1 diabetic. Took her overboard.
Grabbed. Yeah. Just lashed out.
And since then, she's never eaten a diabetic.
Oh, right, yeah.
It all makes sense.
Which is your favourite drink?
I really like wine.
Yes.
Yeah, I like all of the wines, all of the colours.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like with water, sometimes it's fizzy.
Yeah.
We're drinking a little wine now.
I'm drinking wine in a can.
From Nice. They're called Nice.
Yeah.
And is it?
Do you know what? It's warm. Which isn't its fault.
No. Rosé, is it?
It's rosé.
It's a pale rosé.
It's a pale rosé. I love everything about it. I love that I'm drinking a can.
Yeah.
That's what's so great about, if I can just do some more product placement, Marks & Spencer's cocktails in a can.
Yes.
Remember, a comedian on a way home from a gig.
Diane Abbott here.
Yeah.
I didn't know we put Diane Abbott on the podcast.
But that's why it was such a fantastically human thing she did. Because there are two... There's two ways to come home from a gig if you are travelling home that night, and one of them is that you're crushed, completely crushed emotionally, and then you have this thing of, I'll treat myself to a cocktail in a can. And then the very rare time we go, I did make good life decisions, I'm so glad this is my life.
Sure.
I'm really lucky to do this job, and I really like people, actually, and I like that I'll have a cocktail in a can.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. So I'm feeling that about this can of wine.
Yes.
I like that the phrase is dry, full stop, French, full stop, lively.
Oh yes, there's all the wine for whenever, it says, which is me.
And that's how we make ourselves feel better about day drinking.
Yes,
as well.
That's all. I mean, this has become quite the advert. I think this is probably the most relaxed episode we've done.
Did they send them to you for free? Yep. Is it?
Benito's agreeing with
that. Is it really relaxed?
It's the most relaxed we've been.
Nice, I'm going to take that as a compliment.
Yes. It is absolutely a compliment.
The thing is, so when they send you these things, do you have to mention them or no?
No, I don't
But they sent this to you.
I have to. They sent us them.
Yeah.
No, just hope you enjoy them. I think they, you know, they obviously hope that we'll mention them.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, seeing as we're drinking one now, seems
weird
to not.
Jess Foster Q's Hoovering podcast, which is an amazing podcast, which talks about food.
Yes.
We eat food at the same time. But I didn't know the people who made the food were in the room. Like at a gig.
Oh, what?
So I was like, I hate gluten-free stuff. I hate gluten-free cakes. Just be vegan. So dry. Like this. And it's the front row of these bakers who'd given their free stuff and Jess hadn't told me. Like,
well, this wine is made by the great Benito. he pressed it himself.
Yeah. That's why it's so lively.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He will not have a boring grape.
Whenever anyone says, what's a grape Benito like? I'm like, dry, French, lively.
I like all the wine, all the colours, all the fizzes. There isn't a wine you could bring that I wouldn't be like,
really?
I think so.
Cool.
It's difficult sometimes. Dessert wines are too sweet, but I'll still drink it out of politeness.
Yeah.
So there isn't a wine that we could bring that wouldn't make you go, but is there a wine that would make you go,
okay.
Yes.
I guess a Prosecco type of wine. If I said, surprise me, Jeannie, just bring me some wine, and he heard wine and thought, she's drinking fizzy water.
Yeah.
I'm going to match it with this.
And
he just said, here you go. And it's in one of the long, thin glasses. I would be literally before I even drink.
Perfect. A Prosecco. Yeah. A nice Prosecco.
Yeah.
A delicious Prosecco. Do you remember, like, a specific time when you, like, Well, like, I like Prosecco, like, when you got into Prosecco and it was like the thing.
I think, do you know what it was? And again, so many things for me, it was all to do with having money. So for a really long time, I would say I had the amount of money that normal people have, which is none. So I didn't have like money in my bank account. If I went around a supermarket, I was always counting how much I put in there. So I wasn't the kind of person that ever, ever could have bought a bottle of wine to have at home, not to drink. Like, you buy a bottle of wine because you have to buy it to go to a party, or because your friend is coming over and you're drinking wine. So I think I discovered Prosecco about 5 or 6 years ago, as in walking around a supermarket, having this feeling of like, I can get anything. Like, I can get anything here. I can get some Doritos dip just to like have in the cupboard.
Yes.
Like, or like more than one kind of jam. Yeah. And I think one of the things was, I can just be one of those people who has wine in my house, but I drank it all. And that's something that I've learned, is I can't have wine in the house because I'll drink it all. Yeah. But I did think originally I'll have like a wine holder that has like a rack with wines in. But no, but what I will do now, and I love it because women, and I do think this is women, we meet eyes with each other. Women in a supermarket, 10:30, one of those small Sainsbury's, bottle of wine, some kind of snack, like dry roasted peanuts or something. We see each other in the queue, go, I see you, bitch. I see you.
And is that your snack of choice with the wine?
Something like that. If something says, it's protein, I'm not cooking.
Yeah.
I did that last night. I bought a bag of dry roasted peanuts on the way home.
It's a sensible snack choice.
I think I went too hard, and when I initially got into dry roasted peanuts, so this is all I'd ever have, and now that's it now. I can't go near them.
Oh, so I came back round.
You're lucky.
Yeah. What I'm trying to say is, hang on in there.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
Maybe I'll get back.
Do you like salt and vinegar peanuts?
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're really good, aren't they?
I like the peanuts and the crispy shells.
Oh, but they're not even peanuts anymore, are they, really?
No, they're pretty annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. They are, they're crazy.
It's a little chemical bomb.
Curveball. Yeah. What do you think of Marmite cashews?
I really like them.
I'm for them.
They're so good.
They're so good. I'm so glad we agree about this. It would be horrible to end it on a...
I love all the Marmite branded products.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. Also, I am impressed by their bravery. Because so many people do one thing well and then think, I'm not going to try other things. You put yourself out there, you're going to get rejected. There are going to be things that people are going to say, I'm not... You know what it's like. You have to do new material.
Yep. Absolutely.
It's so risky.
Yes.
I don't know if they... Yeah. Do they have like... Try-out nights for new foods?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, for ages I kept noticing in Starbucks, they did a Marmite-branded cheese and Marmite toasty, which they now don't do.
I do remember that.
Yeah, and so they must have to cut stuff, just like us. I'm going, sorry, I loved it, but no one bought it. Yeah.
My old flatmate, he used to buy Marmite chocolate, and he'd have it in the cupboard, and he'd have a little, just treat himself to a little square every now and again. And then one day, he had a breakup. And then the next day, I went into a chocolate shop. And they were doing Marmite brownies, massive Marmite brownies. And I got myself one of them. I felt like a real good flatmate.
That's really good flatmate.
Felt like a real good flatmate coming back in it. And also, best day of my life. Because I went in there to buy the brownie. And as I went in there, they went, oh man, we just messed up a whole batch of our award-winning salted caramel. Help yourself, it's just free now. And I was like, what? I couldn't believe my luck.
Yeah.
I ate so much of the salted caramels on my own.
Can you imagine you walking around like not believing it? Great things happening all day.
I was like, God, it's real.
I now think that maybe shops are trying to audition for your stand-up shows, because you had that thing about the bananas and the off bananas. So I wonder if some of the shops near you are just like holding batches back in case they have to come in.
Yeah, yeah. We fuck up anything. It felt so good. But then, probably was.
The glitches in the Matrix.
That's them going, we've got to keep him... going along with this, keep him happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
The canned wine might be a bit like that as well. Give him some canned rosé. It doesn't make any sense why that should exist, but you won't question it.
We need a name for the canned rosé.
Get Sarah to drink it first.
What's a good name for the canned rosé? I just say nice, nice.
Yeah.
But he won't drink it. It's the daytime. Right, wine for whenever.
If Sarah drinks it first, he'll copy her. He looks up to Sarah.
Do you look up to me?
Nah.
No.
You might in a bit, depending on this final choice, James.
Yes.
Has anyone ever won your respect with their dessert choice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and you can lose Birch.
Okay.
Desiree Birch chose ice cream sandwiches, and she won my respect and my heart and my lifelong devotion.
Yeah, okay.
You know.
Can I tell you the best dessert in the world?
Yes.
And I will not... I will not debate this, is Eton Mess. Eton Mess is the best dessert in the world. If you have a choice of what to have for dessert, I would go to weddings where people are hated if I heard, oh, there's Eton Mess.
Who was telling, what was the sort of the gossip? How were people telling you there was Eton Mess?
No, Mum, I don't want to go. Why couldn't you and Dad just stay together? And then she'd be like, oh, your favourite dessert's going to be there.
Eton Mess is going to be there.
But that's the thing. So Eton Mess has got two ingredients, maybe three, that aren't vegan, but they do vegan Eton Messes now. And had one. Where was it? Let me deduce. It was recent. Oh, it was exciting. It was a vegan restaurant, and they had vegan Eton Mess, and it was really, really great.
How are they doing meringue?
The chickpea stuff.
Ah, aquafaba.
Aquafaba, yeah, which I think would be a lovely woman's name.
Yes. Aquafaba macaroni. That's her surname. Yeah. So I've had aquafaba meringues before.
Yeah.
And I didn't know they were before I ate them.
Okay.
And they did taste odd.
Yeah, they do taste odd.
Yeah.
Which is why you want a lot of, like, with lots of vegan alternatives, you want a lot of other stuff on it.
Okay.
Don't you? Like, it's like with the avocado chocolate moussey things. It's really amazing. The consistency is so great, but you need other stuff in it, or you can taste avocado.
Sure.
Like, it's not magic. It's chickpea juice.
Yes.
Yeah, so it does have an odd taste and not the right consistency, but with really good fruit and cream and sugar.
We've eaten mess. So I think...
Do you not think it's the best dessert ever?
Well, here's my take on that.
Okay, ice cream sandwiches.
Because the first time I had eaten mess, well, I never had it before. It definitely was the best dessert ever. So the first time I had it,
how old were you?
I would have been 16. Like, maybe in secondary school. Because I actually didn't have it. I definitely didn't have it in primary school.
No, I didn't. I think I was about 16, and I just couldn't believe it.
Yes, absolutely.
It's like a pavlova. Yeah. Which I'd only heard about anyway. mashed up.
You'd only heard rumours of the pavlova.
I'd seen one in Iceland, but no.
First time I had it, lost my mind.
Yeah.
Then it's like, there's a few foods are like this, where if you have a better version of it, so someone makes you a nicer Eton Mess.
So like you've had Viennetta your whole life and you think it's the best dessert, and then you get like Haagen-Dazs or something.
Sure. And it doesn't mean you now don't like ice cream.
But it
means that, like, you have to have that. So Eton Mess, I would say, progressively, you get given nicer stuff.
What's nicer?
I remember being at a wedding once.
Yeah.
And they just had insanely good Eton Mess. Like, whatever it was, the meringue was, like, proper, like, also, whatever the chef was.
Have you heard of Chantilly cream?
Yes.
Yeah, so I've never had it, but I've read the back of it in Marks and Spencer's. And it's got, like, vanilla pods in it. And I bet that's so good in Eton Mess.
Yeah. Oh, so if someone does that
and
makes it proper custardy, kind of vanilla-y, and like there's loads of fruit in there, and the meringue is like chewy.
And, there's lots of it. There's lots of it, so you've got like proper lumps.
Yeah.
You're hitting big lumps all the way through. Because it's too creamy for me, guys.
Too creamy.
Going out there. Mm. Yeah. It's the same problem I had with the eclairs.
Sure. Oh. Well, no, we know what you're
talking about. I think it depends on the kind of cream.
You someone called Jenny Cream once, did you?
Yeah.
I had an awful gig at Eton.
You support Ivo Graham, I'm sure.
How important is the mess element?
How messy do you want it?
I think it's a bit like with the Wagamama stuff coming out when it wants to. Eton Mess is like, I will not put on a tie for you. Yeah. I will be crazy chaos. Your spoon will go in and you'll get what you're given.
Yeah, it's a lucky dip.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
Because so, I think, because obviously it is just a mashed up pavlova, but pavlova feels just too traditional. It feels so 80s.
Yeah,
sure.
Even if it's amazing.
And if you get given a pavlova, you're just going to smash it up into a mess anyway,
right?
Because you want it all together. You don't want to... Like, chomp through
anything.
The different bits.
You chew everything down.
But that was the theory when I was at school. People were so disgusting. They would mash all of their food together in a pile and go, that's what happens in your stomach anyway. So they would, like, they would mash it all up, and it was so disgusting.
Into, like, a ball, just a ball of all the foods.
Yeah, like a brown food, stuff. What do you think happens in your stomach?
Yeah.
Take all the pleasure out of eating.
Loads of stuff happens in my stomach. I don't want it to happen in my mouth.
Pouring a load of acid on their food as well.
Yeah. What happens in your stomach? Oh, yeah, I mean, I've heard that argument before, but ridiculous. Like,
I'm just going to form it into a log and flush it straight down the toilet.
Yeah, liquidise it all, put it in a thermos and drink it down. Yeah. It's like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think Eat and Mess is like, there are a few kind of like desserts that I would accept as people saying best dessert ever. And I think Eat and Mess is one of them.
I totally accept that.
Because like the best one is amazing.
Yeah.
It's and just also, that you can't go back from that.
But the reason it's the best as well is that you don't have it every day. Like, I can't imagine you having Eaten Mess and it not being a special occasion. I can imagine someone just having an eclair. Like, you can get one for 90p.
Sure.
And there's quite a few things you have to go through. So if you wanted to make an Eaten Mess, meringues are pretty tricky to make.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd probably just pre-buy it.
You'd pre-buy it.
Of course you would. We're busy
but
people.
Again, I want to go, like, I honestly, since I had that Eaten Mess at that wedding, I can't go back now. I can't have ones that are just like dusty white chalky meringues that are just like whatever.
Yeah.
Bit of fruit, bit of soggy kiwi fruit in there, like some run of the mill cream. I just go, oh, this is. Because like, I love desserts so much, but I have a lot of guilt attached to desserts. Yeah. So if I
think this wedding thing is really intriguingly connected to your Eat and Mess. It's a bit like with relationships. All of us keep like eating Eaten Messes until there's one Eaten Mess that's so good we go, I don't want to eat any other ones, and that's the one you marry.
And that's the one you marry. That is true.
It's true. I know you're ruined.
You're speaking metaphorically. James is now imagining marrying an Eaten Mess.
I thought you were saying he was engaged. Congratulations.
I'm married Eaten Mess. So, read your menu back to you, Sarah, see how you feel about this.
Yeah.
You would like sparkling water, but some still water for your dog. Poppadoms with bread, you want some Paul's £4.50 sourdough toasted with vegan block. Starter, your Wagamama Yasai Atami.
Yeah.
Soup, no noodles.
No noodles.
Main, Leon Love Burger. Side, a full roast dinner with tofurkey.
When you read it back, it does sound...
sound like a bigger than the main, doesn't it? Drink, Prosecco. You got some lovely Prosecco. Dessert, you would like a vegan Eaten Mess. That sounds good.
It sounds good.
I mean,
they'd probably call it a vegan mess.
That would ruin it a little bit.
Just
for
a
me.
Vegan.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say just a vegan mess, but
vegan mess. That's nice. And how much is this going to cost me?
Oh,
what's the price point? Nothing.
The dog's pain.
Thank you very much for coming.
Is that how it ends? You just then go.
I think that was nice.
You've had your food. Get out.
That's the end. Now, if you want to, feel free to hang out. Actually, if you want to hang out in the restaurant for a little bit longer,
let's do it.
I'll tell you what. I'll say this before we go. The thing about canned wine is that I've never guzzled wine before.
No, I think that's
what's
dangerous.
Are you smashing it down?
So that's the problem, is that you drink it like you're drinking a canned drink, and you go, I would never drink this much wine in one mouthful.
No. Yeah,
like that's the danger.
Yeah. So
I really guzzled that.
Drink sensibly, everybody.
Drink sensibly.
There it is.
Boom shakalaka.
Boom shakalaka, the menu of Sarah Pascoe. Boom shaka Sarah.
Boom shaka Sarah.
Thank you very much for coming in, Sarah Pascoe. Well done, by the way, as well, for not saying salmon skin.
Congratulations.
I didn't really think she'd say salmon skin, but it's, you know, sometimes.
It was never even touch and go with it. No. There wasn't even a point where I thought she was about to say salmon skin.
She didn't even say anything beginning with an S I thought this could be salmon
skin. Actually, when she said she was feeding stuff to her dog, I thought,
maybe.
Some salmon.
Maybe. What would we have done in that situation?
Kick the dog out.
Kick the dog out. She would have gone with it, though.
We'll see about that.
She loves that dog.
Well, she's got to choose at that point, hasn't she? Dream menu or dream dog?
That'd be a good new offshoot of this podcast.
Yeah, dream menu or dream dog?
Dog menu.
Dog menu.
Your dream dogs.
Yeah. A lovely dog comes in.
Benito's agreeing.
Yeah, of course he is.
So, great menu. Lovely menu, I thought. And nice to have a little dog in the restaurant, actually.
Yeah, it was. He was very well behaved.
Yes. And if you enjoy Sarah's menu, if you enjoy the sound of Sarah, I'm sure you're aware of her work anyway.
Yes.
She has a book out right now.
What? What's it called?
It's called Sex, Power, Money.
Woohoo!
Intriguing title.
Yes.
Exciting. It is out now, so you can buy that from wherever you buy your books.
Yeah.
You bunch of nerds.
You bunch of nerds.
Oh, go and get your book from the past. Got you. If you like us, if you like the sound of us, we're on social media at Off Menu Official on Twitter and Instagram and offmenupodcast.co.uk on the internet.
Great.
And I'm at Ed Gamble Comedy on other stuff. If you like me, then, oh, my humour is available. I've released a special on Amazon Prime Video. So go and check that out. Search Ed Gamble on Amazon Prime Video. But it'll probably be on the front page, taking up the whole front page, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I imagine it will be, actually.
I'm just visualising.
3D. In 3D.
In 3D. James, what are you up to, me little shit?
I got a book out called Perfect Sound Whatever. And you can get that from where you get your books, nerds.
Nerd.
Read it in the past. That's a joke I've come up with.
Oh.
And
hang on.
And also, you can watch my comedy specials on Netflix called Repertoire. James Acaster Repertoire.
If anyone has a Netflix anymore, it's all about Prime Video, from what I've heard.
Yes.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you again another time.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.